We've had lots of exciting stories about Google and YouTube and MySpace and all the rest of it. And, you know, it's led some people to say, well, Microsoft maybe isn't the innovative, energizing institution it once was. Maybe it's lost its edge. Have you lost your edge?
Well, throughout the history of Microsoft, that question has come up, because in the world of technology, you often have a leader who gets replaced. You've always got to obsolete your old products. You've got to make something that's dramatically better. We have a range of competitors doing good things, including Google and search. And the direction of combining the power of your local PC together with great services in the internet, that's a direction we believe in very much.
I must ask you about price. It's a constant feature of the debate in Britain about levels of consumer cost. Why will the British consumer pay more for this than the American consumer for Vista?
Well, we try to keep our prices largely in line from country to country. And, you know, I haven't followed how the exchange rate may have made that drift. But, you know, we generally have a worldwide price. You do get some things where things can get a bit out of alignment as currencies go up or down.
But you wouldn't expect to see a big difference.
Our goal across our product line is to largely have a global way of looking at things.